Horses him. He and the Seed Herald, that's his raid squad near as I can figure, take that person out. Sometimes these people will just turn up dead. Sometimes he offers them on the altar, sacrifices them to the pagan gods those people hold near and dear. Luke Silverhand himself, and a goddess too, but I don't recall her name at the moment.
What does he do with strangers?
What, thinking about your missing woman?
Maybe.
That's a fool's errand you'd be on if you went after her. More than likely, he's killed her already anyway.
Either way, I'm gonna have to know the lay of it. Got a habit of going home with the ones I brought to the dance.
Oh, I like the cut of you. You speak your mind, and you aren't afraid to back it up, neither.
How long has Bolt been around?
40 years, 50 years. I mean, it's hard to say. I can't remember a time when he wasn't there. Since there was dryads in the forest, Bolt's been there guarding them.
How many other nasty surprises does he have, other than the Tanglers?
Oh, well, the tree huggers are a strange lot. As you can see, they dress all in green, worship pagan gods who demand blood sacrifices upon occasion, and they got all kinds of strange powers.
Powers?
Yeah, scrying and the like. Premonitions, fortune-telling, like that. Once in a while, some of my boys will come staggering out of that forest somewhat worse for the wear, if you get my drift. Here right now, it seems like Bolt is fighting against a little insurrection within his borders. But he controls the weapons, and the only ones who support his rule get him.
Any idea why they're not so happy with him?
Well, I've heard some rumors. Whispers about something the Dryads call the Time of the Great Uprooting. Some shit like that. Never impressed me. But the insurrection gave me the idea to branch out some. Thinking if I could meet up with some of those rebel tree huggers, I could start up an arms deal with them. They could give me Tangler poison. I could give them guns.
They go for that?
No. Fucking bastards have their standards. I sent some of my team as bait and managed to capture a couple of them. I laid them out the deal. Even let them see the guns I was going to be trading in. Told them they could take them with them, sort of on loan until I got my first delivery back, you know? And they'd be like a signing bonus. They were so bastard narrow-minded, they turned me down.
Why?
Said the Tangler plants were sacred to them.
But they didn't have any problem going up against Bolt.
Well, he's not sacred. He's just in control, according to the way they see things. What they want is to start a country of their own.
Bolt won't let them?
Hell no! They're under a death sentence, any of them who get found out. Anyway, as a result of all this, we play our little games at night. I take a raiding party into the Dryad lands. Bolt's raid teams try to run us to ground when they catch us, and rebels try to mug us for our weapons without getting caught by Bolt's raiders at the same time. Of course, the shoe's on the other foot, too, because they don't mind offing Bolt's people and framing us for it if they get the chance.
Nobody knows where Bolt came from?
Well, there are those who think those green bastards were always there. The nuke storm just shook them out of whatever hiding place they set up for themselves. Yeah, they got powers, Ryan. Like I said, I've even heard stories of them flying through the trees. Yeah, changing their shapes to those animals, shrinking down to the size of ants.
But you've never seen it.
Fuck no!
Ever been into the Dryadville?
No. And I don't like the idea of anybody else going out to throw his life away either, including you.
Well, the more informed I am, the less likely I'll be to throw my life away. And if I find out enough that going in doesn't seem a likely prospect, I won't go.
You wouldn't go, eh?
If I knew she was dead or was going to be and there wasn't anything I could do about it.
God! You're a hard fucking man, you know that, mate?
This may be bright enough to see the difference between the possible and the impossible.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you now that going in after the woman is impossible.
Maybe. But I'll have to sort that out for myself.
What? You owe her?
As much as anybody.
You owe me too, Ryan.
The raider captain leaned forward and took a pencil from his pocket. The lead was greasy and heavy.
I've had people scout the perimeter, but never inside. He's got a fortress like a horseshoe up in the mountains. It's all ringed by trees. Only one way in.
With his pencil, Garrig indicated the gap in the horseshoe.
What about the mountains?
That'd be a real bitch to do. That spot was well chosen, easy to defend. Mountains are full of wolves and they keep Tangler plants all along the sides.
That where you get most of yours?
What makes you ask?
Didn't figure they'd leave them just sitting out for you to come along and take whenever you wanted.
Garrig laid the pencil against the left leg of the horseshoe.
Yeah, that's where we get them. Right here.
So they're conditioned to you coming up that way?
Oh yeah, it's easier. I get snipers up in the trees with silenced rifles. We could take out the perimeter guards, get sometimes an hour and a half to work before any of the dryads get wise.
How do you take the tanglers?
With the armor. Just wade in and get them. Throw them in the baskets. Sometimes we have to kill three plants just to get one. They plant them pretty tight.
Raid teams, tanglers, wolves. Anything else?
Well, if by some lucky chance you were able to get inside the Thorpe, Bolt's primary fortress is high up in the trees here.
Garrick indicated the bow of the horseshoe. Is it a building?
It's underground. He lives in the root system, from what I've been told.
Who told you?
Dryads. I've talked to them over the years. They weren't in any shape to lie.
Bolt lives in the roots? Not caves?
The roots, yeah. From the sound of them, they've been genetically engineered.
So were the Tanglers. Something like that. Does all those things, food, clothing, protection and the like, didn't just happen because of some muti strain.
I agree.
How much tech does Bolt have?
Way I hear it, Bolt has computer systems down there from pre-dark days.
Ryan knew that meant the security didn't end with flesh and blood guards, wolves, or plants. Still, leaving Mildred there without knowing one way or the other how things stood wasn't an option. And if there was pre-dark tech there, perhaps there was a Matrans unit that would take them back to Deathlands as well. The possibility drew him in.
Bolt? Ooh, he's bastard crazy. He's got an idea that he's some kind of knight risen up to strike vengeance at the rest of the world. Every so often you can see him out there on a horse, wearing his black armor, waving a sword, swearing to bring new life to this barren world. His words. Says Luke Silverhand himself assigned him to bring this about.
I'll keep that in mind. Right now, I think I'm going to take advantage of that hospitality you mentioned.
Yeah, you do that. And you just keep in mind what I said. So if you get a bug up your ass about venturing into the Dryad lands, you check with me first. I could help.
Ryan knew the Raider captain wouldn't do anything that he didn't figure benefited him first. For the moment, Garrick wanted whatever he could get from Ryan, without a direct confrontation. But he also got the impression that none of them was free to leave New London without Garrick's permission, even to save Mildred. I'll keep that in mind, too. Ryan got up and climbed the stairs to the second floor. He had noticed the room Christy had disappeared into earlier.
Christy, it's me.
All right, lover?
So far.
JB sat on the bed beside Tarragon, who lay asleep.
How's the boy?
Burning with fever.
Has he been up?
He was awake a little while ago. Got a pouch around his neck. He took something from it, swallowed it down, then asked for a glass of water. I've been giving him a drink of water every so often and been wetting his face with a cloth. He's in bad shape.
Still, even if this place had a medic, I don't think it would be in the boy's best interests to call him up.
Ryan took the pouch from the boy's neck. He loosened the ties and poured the contents out into his palm.
Garrick showed me some stuff downstairs when he was making his pitch to me. Stuff he called dream sand. Some kind of drug. But this isn't it.
This looks more like herbal medicine.
Could be his doctor himself. He even put some kind of powder on the wound last time he was conscious.
Infection doesn't look as bad as it could be. Only problem seems to be the fever.
He mentioned something called the time of the great uprooting when we first saw him. Has he said anything else about it?
He's mumbled a few things about it. Mostly he sounds like it's something he's afraid of. Talks like it's going to be the end of everything.
Kind of what Garrick said about it downstairs. But he thinks it's just an old wives' tale. However, I also found out Bolt has got his hands on some pre-dark tech back in his underground fortress. I wouldn't rule out a Matrans unit.
You planning on heading that way soon?
I was planning on heading that way tonight.
Garrick's gonna be on the lookout for that lover.
The longer we stay, the harder it's gonna be to make the break. Garrick left a question sitting on the table when I headed up here. And he doesn't appear to be a man who waits around for an answer very long.
Sergeant George Conti crept out of the shadows near New London, approaching the unsuspecting set guard from behind. He held his K-bar fighting knife at the ready. Once the body was totally limp, Conti dragged the corpse into the brush, laying it out of sight, gently. Abner Whittaker crept towards him in the night. Conti caught sight of the man as he licked his own blade clean. The little rat man had already accounted for the sentry he'd been assigned to. His grin was thin and frigid. Conti held up his hand palm out and briefly stepped out into the moonlight so he could be seen by the rest of his team. Then he closed it into a fist, pumping three times. Six men